This is the UIL listening practice, entitled The Cowboy Detective. What image comes to mind when you think of a private detective? For most people, it's probably Sherlock Holmes, or perhaps a shadowy figure wearing a trench coat and fedora. But the legacy of the private detective, and undercover work in particular, actually owes a lot to the Old West and the story of one man named Charlie Siringo, the cowboy detective. Siringo was born in Matagorda County, Texas, to an Irish immigrant mother and an Italian immigrant father. He attended public school until reaching age 15. He then started working on local ranches as a cowboy. In March, April, and May of 1877, Siringo was in Dodge City, Kansas. It was during this period that he witnessed an incident involving gunman Clay Allison and Wyatt Earp. Earp was the Dodge City Marshal at the time. Earp later claimed, after Allison's death in 1887, that he and Bat Masterson had forced Allison to back down from an impending confrontation. Siringo, however, later gave a written account of that incident that contradicted Earp's claim, stating that Earp never came into contact with Allison, and that two businessmen in Dodge City had actually defused the situation. After taking part in several cattle drives, Siringo left that life to become a businessman and married in 1884, opening a merchant business in Caldwell, Kansas. He began writing a book entitled A Texas Cowboy, or 15 Years on the Hurricane Deck of a Spanish Pony. A year later, it was published to wide acclaim, and it became one of the first true looks into life as a cowboy written by someone who had actually lived that life. In 1886, bored with the businessman lifestyle, Siringo moved to Chicago and joined the Pinkerton Detective Agency. He used lawman and gunfighter Pat Garrett's name as a reference to get the job, having met Garrett several years before. He was immediately assigned several cases, which took him as far north as Alaska and as far south as Mexico City. He began operating undercover, a relatively new technique at the time, and infiltrated gangs of robbers and rustlers, making over 100 arrests. In the early 1890s, he found himself assigned to office work, which he greatly despised, working out of Pinkerton's Denver office. During that time, he worked with noted Pinkerton agent, gunman, and later assassin Tom Horn. He greatly admired Horn's talents and skills in tracking down suspects, but reflected later that Horn had a dark side that could easily be accessed when need be. In 1892, Siringo was assigned to a case in Idaho, where he worked undercover to get information against corrupt labor union officials. Although he disliked the union officials, he nevertheless stood against a lynch mob to protect attorney Clarence Darrow from being hanged. In the late 1890s, posing as Charles L. Carter, an alleged gunman on the run from the law for a murder, he infiltrated outlaw Butch Cassidy's train robbers syndicate. For over a year, using information he gathered, he severely hampered the operations of Cassidy's Wild Bunch gang, but without a large number of arrests. After they committed the now famous Wilcox train robbery, in which they robbed a Union Pacific train, he again found himself assigned to capture the Wild Bunch. During that case, Siringo often coordinated with Tom Horn, who was by that time working for large cattle companies as a killer for hire, but who was also retained by the Pinkerton Agency on contract to assist in the robbery investigation. Horn was able to obtain vital information to identify the suspects who had killed a sheriff during pursuit of the robbers. Several members of the gang were captured as a result of information Siringo gathered, including Kid Curry, one of the most famous of Cassidy's henchmen. Curry escaped but was again cornered and killed during a shootout with law enforcement in Colorado. Siringo's information had again been used to track him down. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid both fled to Bolivia, feeling their luck was running out in America. They were later allegedly killed by Bolivian soldiers in a shootout there during a robbery attempt. Siringo retired in 1907. he began writing another book entitled Pinkerton's Cowboy Detective. The Pinkerton Detective Agency held up publication for 2 years, arguing that the book violated the confidentiality agreement signed by Siringo when he was hired, and objecting to the use of the company's name in the title. Siringo gave in and deleted their name from the book title. Instead, he wrote two separate books, one titled simply A Cowboy Detective, and the other called Further Adventures of a Cowboy Detective. In 1915, Siringo wrote another book entitled Two Evil Isms, Pinkertonism and Anarchism. The book included several accounts that were critical of his former employer. Again, the Pinkerton agency blocked publication, and also this time attempted to have Siringo prosecuted for libel. They asked that he be extradited from his ranch in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to Chicago. However, the governor of New Mexico denied the extradition request. In 1916, Siringo began working as a New Mexico ranger to assist in the capture of rustlers causing problems in the area, a position he held until 1918. By that time, his health began to fail, and his ranch had deteriorated while he had been away working as a ranger. He moved to Los Angeles, where he became somewhat of a celebrity due to his well-publicized exploits. In 1927, he released another book, Riata and Spurs, which was a composite of his first two autobiographies. The Pinkerton agency again halted publication, resulting in a whittled down and revised copy being released the following year. The published version included many fictional accounts rather than the true accounts that Siringo had envisioned. Siringo died in Altadena, California on October 18, 1928. But the legacy of the cowboy detective lives on, as he remains one of the first examples of the use of undercover work in the capture of fugitives. The end.